Thanks for joining us. Today I'm speaking with Fabian Siegel, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Marley Spoon. Fabian, always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
It's been quite a transformative year, the last 12 months for Marley Spoon. There have been any number of things that you've moved forward with for the organisation. What stands out for you?
Yeah, the last 12 months were really exciting, but a lot of hard work. So the whole team was putting like their heads down. As you know, the business is growing fast. We had to build a lot of infrastructure. We tripled our manufacturing footprint in the US, for example. We launched new manufacturing technology in Europe and Australia. We increased the recipe choice for our customers for Marley Spoon from 12 to 20 options. We scaled Dinnerly in the US. We rolled out Dinnerly in Australia, which is our second lower price brand. We increased choice for Dinnerly from 7 to 14 options. So when you think about all those things that the team did within the last 12 months, it's really impressive. And at the same time, the business keeps growing rapidly and we increase the margin. So it's like a lot of hard work that went into the business that when I compare the company today with 12 months ago, we are not only a much bigger company in terms of revenue at 200 million Aussie dollars run rate revenue, but we also built a much better platform that will allow us to continue to scale going forward, because we still believe that we are in day one in this channel switch from offline to online and groceries. So we are on track to build a very sizable business over the coming years, and we feel like we built a lot of infrastructure in the last 12 months that allow us to scale.
In trying to understand the business, as you say, going from offline to online in terms of groceries, but providing tailored solutions the way you do, what is the key thing that resonates with customers, do you think, when it comes to Marley Spoon?
So when customers compare using Marley Spoon compared to the old way of walking to a supermarket, one thing that really strikes them is that when they used to cook with a supermarket, they cook the same things over and over and over again. For me, it always used to be like steak and broccoli and steak and green beans. And suddenly, they have these 20 options, every week something new, and they effortlessly just choose what they like, how many portions they need, how many times per week they like us. And then we just send this box to their home and everything is taken care of. They only need to cook. No, they only need salt, pepper, and oil. Everything is there. So people like the convenience, the effortlessness of cooking with Marley Spoon. And if they compare that with the supermarket, they don't want to go back. And that's what we see also in our behavior. Once customers switch from the supermarket to cooking with Marley Spoon or Dinnerly, they stay for a long time. It becomes part of the habit. And that's super exciting. At the same time, people also get more and more conscious about the waste that supermarkets create and the environmental impact of that waste. When you think about that, 70% of fresh water goes into agriculture, the majority of methane emissions are generated by agriculture, 25% of CO2 emissions are generated by agriculture, and then 50% of what's grown on fields we throw out, a big chunk of that happening in supermarkets. So consumers realize when they cook with Marley Spoon, it's also a much more sustainable way of cooking, because unlike the supermarket, we don't throw things out. We only buy the ingredients that we know we will ship to our customers. So our food waste is not 30% as you would have in the supermarkets, actually less than 1%. So consumers love the convenience and they love also the sustainability of cooking with Marley Spoon.
Where are you in terms of the branding journey? Because it takes a number of years for brands to penetrate the consciousness of consumers and sort of makes and become the default in terms of their choices. Where are you in that pathway?
So I think on the one hand side, 5 years ago, nobody knew anything about us. And now we have this fast-growing business. The first half this year, the business grew 55% year-on-year. So we have this fast-growing...
In revenue terms.
In revenue terms. We have this fast-growing business. So in terms of awareness, the company is really there when it comes to online grocery services. But in the big scheme of things, we're still in day one. I would argue people buying groceries online is still not a mass phenomenon. It's really just starting. So I think while on the brand building exercise, we've created two strong brands out of nothing, but I would say they're at the beginning of the life cycle over the coming years. So I think there's lots of awareness that we still have to build over the coming years, and you will see more and more Marley Spoon and Dinnerly in the market.
In terms of your underlying earnings, EBITDA, you were positive in the last 12 months. That's not a bad outcome when you're still in that growth phase and you're investing a lot in the business. How do you see that number continuing over the course of the next couple of years?
Yeah, so one important milestone for us was in the first half this year that while the business on revenue basis grew 55% to a now 200 Aussie dollars run rate revenue business, our first segment, Australia, was EBITDA profitable on an operating basis in Q2. And we also reiterate our guidance that the global business will be profitable on an operating basis by 2020. And yep. So we are actually on a very clear path to get the business to a profitability while still growing fast. If you look at the contribution margin, there was a very nice trend of developing from minus 38% contribution margin the prior period a year ago to minus 28% this period, exiting in Q2 with minus 16%. You'll see that as top line grows and contribution margin also grows, we increased from 22 to 24 points contribution margin, 2 points increase in margin. So while the top line grows, the margin grows, yep. You see that the overall company will actually get to the point where by 2020 we'll be also profitable on operating basis while continuing to fund our growth going forward.
Which is excellent. But at the same time, you could argue that the relationship with Woolworths, it's just recently forged, that's another important arrow in your quiver. How do you think about the next couple of years?
I mean, the partnership with Woolworths was really a big milestone for us. It's a great partner with lots of experience in sourcing, in supply chain, in logistics. And the partnership between Woolworths is not only giving us the opportunity to benefit from these potential synergies, they also have this Woolworths Reward program, which has 13 million Australian households signed up. And so we have also seen opportunity to leverage that and grow together through that partnership. Now, when it comes to our guidance, we actually haven't included any of these opportunities into our guidance. That means when we say we'll be profitable by 2020, this does not include this yep. partnership. So therefore, I think there is also great upside that is in that partnership that we could see. Now, we've just started to work together. We, in the third quarter, see already the first synergies flowing through. We also see already the first marketing partnerships being implemented in the market, but it's too early to talk about it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we'll need until the end of the year to assess properly what is the true impact we can leverage out of this partnership. So I think it's potentially picture changing, but it's too early to talk to the market and too early to include that also into our guidance.
But just at a very basic level, you know, relationships can take various different shapes. How well are you getting on? How constructive are the conversations, and how satisfied are you that things are moving forward at the pace you'd like?
I mean, when you think about this, we did the deal in June. We met the first time in July, and in August we saw already action happening.
Right.
So it kind of reconfirms what we had already seen when we started this conversation, that Woolworths is an extremely agile organization that you might from the outside not assume. So we were positively surprised how agile and constructive it is to work with the team at Woolworths. And that was also what got us excited in the first place to form that relationship. And it's really nice to see that the first couple of months kind of continue that perspective that we had in the beginning. So it's a very nice work relationship with them, and it's a lot of fun working with the team, actually.
Fabian, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.